between the time when the oceans drank Atlantis and the rise of the sons of Arius, there was an age undreamed of. And unto this, Conan, destined to bear the jeweled crown of Aquilonia upon a troubled brow. It is I, his chronicler, who alone can tell thee of his saga. Let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
Robert E. Howard, great writer, but who actually wrote that is an even greater writer, in my opinion, and that, of course, is Oliver Stone, who is a listener of this show, I've confirmed, but won't come on because of controversy. All right, that's enough. I'll stop right there. I just mentioned that earlier. Kind of like I mentioned Idiocracy, so I thought I'd play a clip of that. By the way, did you get the Mars Attack clip where they're like, "Don't run, we are your friends"? We used to have that as an outro. Cue up, "Don't run, we are your friends," because this is like Obamacare. Don't run, no death panels. Don't run, you can keep your doctor. I mean, and of course, they're then shooting people with the laser beams and laughing because they don't run when you say don't run. Joe, finishing your story. Oh, we have it. Oh, go ahead. It's Obama supporters helping. I mean, looting.
We are your friends.
This is a federal government. Let me tell you, the most spied on group is veterans. And the minute he said there was an FBI agent in there, I said, we came back from break, and I said, let me guess, he's spying on you and messing with you. And I've actually had some FBI people give me stuff before that was good. I've had federal marshals give me stuff, so I know they're not all bad. But they're all compartmentalized, and they do what they're told. They're convinced they're good because they're compartmentalized. And they're all about how they manage everyone, so they're the winners. It's a game to play along with the system and say you're in control of it. But go ahead, Joe. Finish up your points, brother.
If anything, I would liken him to the clergy response team. The real threat is the doctors. 30 minutes or less, better than Domino's. You're going to walk out with some mind-altering drug.
And they do that so they can then take your rights away down the road. The New Freedom Initiative wants to put half of Americans on drugs by 2020.
Fighting that battle, I've been forced on every single one of them. Beside the point about Fukushima, and the clergy response team was the only thing that he couldn't rebut.
You can play a newscast where the clergy response teams that we documented with Pastor Butch Paul 3 years before it was in the news, they go to the FEMA camp, turn your guns, take the inoculations. And then now we have the preachers on TV going, go to the camp, take the shots of the Lord. And there's just these little soft, lazy guys that work 2 days a week. And they're going to hell. I mean, I'm not trying to judge them, but I'm telling you, they're Pharisees. And if Christ was here, he'd beat them with bullwhips. Go ahead.
Sidetracking on that, the guy was dumbfounded last week because they gave him a letter in the mouth that he couldn't have guns anymore. He came to our group asking why. Basically, he said, you know, a neighbor had been bothering him, called the cops on him. And he said, boy, come on my property, and I'll take care of you. And so his preacher, who he confessed that to because he's a religious man,
of course,
basically called the cops on him, and now they've removed his right to him.
Psychologists now will not keep the info, doctors, and they'll twist anything. And a lot of them are government operatives. Listen, every dentist my dad knows, in the last 3 years, they tried to recruit him for Homeland Security. And when they tried to recruit my dad, he goes, is this because who my son is? They didn't even know that. They're like, no, Dr. Jones, I've been coming to you for 10 years. There's money. He goes, well, who do I spy on? Criminal activity? He goes, no, one other politics. Keep tabs on everyone. Come to our meetings. We're going to meet over at the FBI office. They're going to give my dad a little badge and money, and he's in. And most of them took the deal. He's like, I'm honored to be a secret agent. Secret agent, man. Meanwhile, the government runs the terrorists, runs the drugs, runs it all. I mean, what a sick joke. We got a big victory coming up. Stay with us.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, rates. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
GMO kids, it'll grow tumors all over you. What's wrong with that? Uncle Sam cares about you. Just look at the atomic soldiers.
If you
soldiers.
Are receiving this transmission,
oh, no.
You are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Look at how good trioxin is. It turns everybody into zombies. What's wrong with having plastic softeners in the Subway bread? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are joined by Ms. Hari, the food babe, who was on with us 2 days ago when she launched her big national campaign. She's had many helpful campaigns, and I would say our audience contributed to that, so I'm very proud of our audience and very thankful for her. Here's USA Today. Stories up on InfoWars.com, also on the left-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. It's the fourth story down in the left-hand column. Subway to remove chemical from bread. It's amazing. Vonnie Hari has done it again. Subway, one of the world's biggest bread bakers, is about to remove a chemical from its breads that raised the ire of influential health activist and food blogger, thefoodbabe.com. And she joins us right now. Now, they're responding saying, we'll take it out, but the FDA says we're allowed to have it in. Well, I mean, Hitler said they were allowed to line Jews up and shoot them. And our government once said it was okay to have blacks as slaves pulling plows down the road. So just because the FDA says that melamine can be in the milk, they execute you for that in China. And that, for me, is the big issue here. If you go back just 5 years ago, we could not have victories this fast. It is a collapse of the system. I go to even mainline grocery stores now, and everything advertises, we have real sugar in our ketchup. We're non-GMO, organic. They're not even trying the natural scam anymore, which means, you know, absolutely nothing. So Bonnie Hari joins us, a.k.a. the Food Babe, to talk about this huge victory to the bottom of the hour. Then I'll go back to your calls, Corey and Thomas and Dave and Jonathan and Clarence and everybody that's holding. But this is a big deal because less than 48 hours after she launched her campaign, what was she on Tuesday when she launched it? She launched it that day. Was it Tuesday? It was Tuesday. Amazing. So here we are on Thursday, and they've now announced, as of last night, and USA Today came out with it today, that they're going to do this. But it's no big deal. Well, the key is this is banned in every other country. It's only authorized here, and there's so many other plastic emulsifiers and silicone derivatives and precursors in the McNuggets, you name it. It's all falling like a house of cards, and it shows the power of we the people to change what's happening in civilization. We can do it, ladies and gentlemen. We can expose that St. John's wort in double-blind studies for 20 years is better than Prozac. Why are they putting people on Prozac and all these other drugs? Because they want to take your rights away later, folks. We have to have a revolution against that, a revolution against federalization of police, a revolution against the fake drug war, a revolution against globalism and banker bailouts, a revolution against Warren Buffett and the big tax and spend fake liberals promoting higher taxes because they're exempt from them and get the taxpayer money. We're having a revolution, a renaissance of awakening, and I am so excited. I thought it'd take a few weeks for her to have a victory on this, but she is so focused and has got such a great grassroots support base on her Facebook and Twitter and on her website. And, you know, shows like ours that she was able to hammer this out there, and they're running scared. Great job. Tell us about what's unfolded and what's happened.
Well, thank you so much, Alex. You know, what was so critical, you know, I launched the petition right about noon on Tuesday, and I was on this program, I think, within the next hour or two, and it was really fascinating to see all of your supporters and everyone coming over to join the petition, and I can't tell you how many personal emails that I got from the InfoWars folks to say, you know, they heard me on this program, they were so upset about plastic and their Subway sandwiches, and that they were going to speak out about it. So I just want to personally thank you and all of your listeners and everybody who follows InfoWars. Alex, your team and your support has been amazing. It is absolutely unheard of that any company has responded this quick in history, not to mention get 50,000 signatures on a petition within 24 hours. People were very visibly upset about this once they found out that Subway wasn't using this chemical for everybody else across the globe, but only using it for us. They were really upset about this double standard, not to mention that this chemical in bread is the same stuff in yoga mat on the bottom of your shoes. It causes cancer because when it's heated, it degrades into a carcinogenic compound, that it's linked to lung problems and an asthmatic trigger. People were very upset, and there is no way for Subway to hide and hide undercover, even of the FDA, because they realize that they've already taken this ingredient out of all of those different subs across the globe and not us. And so they had to respond. And the funny thing is they said that they were going to do this all along. But it's really interesting because I contacted them 10 days ago on their customer service line and through email, and they didn't tell me any of this. They wouldn't even tell me anything about this ingredient back then, and they wouldn't tell me it a year ago when I released a video about this substance, me even eating a yoga mat out of pure comedy and reaction and to get people thinking about what they're eating. And a year before that, in 2012, when I released the full investigation on Subway, how it wasn't really eating fresh. So it's really interesting that they are coming out finally saying that this ingredient's going to come out of their bread. But if anybody thinks that they can eat this now, think again. This is not a Subway sandwich you want to be eating. First of all of the Subway sandwiches right now currently have this ingredient, as well as a slew of other ingredients that are plasticizers, that are GMOs, that are non-organic, that are hidden MSG in the form of yeast extract or natural flavors, or even have caramel coloring in it, which is considered a carcinogen as well. So I would really like to have Subway invite me to their headquarters and talk to them about the ingredients they do plan on using now to create their bread, and let's take a look at them and see if they're going to be really safe. And also, I would expect that they provide a timeline publicly, especially to the over now 65,000 people who have signed the petition. We owe that, they owe that timeline to us to know when we are going to be seeing the removal of this chemical.
Well, again, I am so excited. People get excited when their team wins the Super Bowl, or they get excited when, you know, somebody says, oh, cool car. I get excited about reversing the trend that America is a dumping ground for Agent Orange, for plastic in the food, for melamine in the milk. I mean, it's a joke what they get away with, and it needs to stop. And then meanwhile, they'll try to shut down a municipal water supply if it's got one part per billion of arsenic or something that studies show doesn't even do anything. So the government on one end will harass people using standards that are too high if it doesn't make sense. But if there's a lobby, a corporate lobby out there, they'll use overregulation to tax and control local governments and people. But then when it comes to big agri, they've just been given a free rein. I mean, talk about, because I know you're an expert on this, Monsanto and how they own the courts and the revolving door in Republican and Democratic administrations, and how they can infect people's crops and then go sue them in court and you get in trouble because their crops got into your crop. It's incredible.
It is absolutely incredible. And, you know, in 2007, when Barack Obama stood before the Food Democracy Now! Crowd and everyone and said that we all deserve to know what's in our food, and that he would fight for labeling of GMOs and then turn around and hire the Secretary of Agriculture to be Tom Vilsack, someone in the back pockets of Monsanto and the Corn Refiners Association. That was a real big slap in the face. And that's why I stood up at the DNC and why I ran to be a delegate, so that I could make all of our voices heard around this issue, because it's really sad that the U.S. government is allowing seed, life, food to be patented by companies and then owned and controlled, and then furthermore owning and controlling farmers who have no control over how seeds fly in the wind and how they cross-pollinate and end up on different land, and then allowing these companies to sue these farmers for their farmland to get back money to these big conglomerate chemical companies. And let's just remember why who's creating these genetically engineered seeds. It's all of the big chemical companies. It's Monsanto, Dow, Syngenta, BASF. They are all in the business of selling chemicals. So if you think that they're going to create a seed that doesn't involve their chemical, the Agent Orange, the Roundup, all of these different toxic, life-threatening type of chemicals on these seeds, you've got something else coming, because that's exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to sell more chemicals, and they're trying to put more on the land and pollute the earth. And what's really sad is that ever since GMOs have been introduced, over 400 million more pounds of herbicides have been sprayed on our land. And I can't even imagine what is going to happen to Iowa in the future, if it's going to be a toxic wasteland or not.
Oh, it's in all the tap water all over the place. It's a nightmare. Vani Hari, the Food Babe, is with us for one more segment. But before we go to break, I wanted to ask you, a lot of times when they take one emulsifier or plastic out, softener, I notice they'll just add another one. Kind of like they'll get rid of aspartame, but then put in basically the same thing under another name. Do you expect them to really try to clean their food up? Because I'd like to be able to eat at Subway.
Well, I would too. You know, it'd be so nice to be able to stop there on the road, or, you know, because they're everywhere.
It'd be nice to have fast food that wasn't poison.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, a lot of times you're on a road trip, where is there?
Yeah, and really, honestly, the only place to eat right now is Chipotle, because they are removing GMOs, and you can get a nice organic black bean salad with some guacamole and avoid GMOs and have mostly organic ingredients. But with Subway, it'll be really hard to eat there unless they really clean up all their breads and take out, again, the GMOs. the yeast extract, the hidden MSG that makes your that kills your brain cells, that makes you addicted to their food. Remember that taste, eat more than you should, and the caramel coloring.
It's a conspiracy. Stay there. Let's come back and talk about what you're planning next with the Food Bay.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
From 1946 to 1989, during the period known as the Cold War, the enemies of freedom sent teams into their own citizens' homes in order to place listening devices and cameras. They tracked the movements and personal relationships of anyone they could in order to preserve the power of the state. 25 years later, you carry a tracking beacon with you and bug your own homes with your cell phone. History is repeating itself.
Tear down this wall.
Go to privacycase.com today and get a privacy case. Let's protect ourselves from this high-tech iron curtain that is trying to crush our right to privacy. The American-made privacy case uses military-grade shielding technology to stop these criminals and thieves in their tracks. Go to privacycase.com today and use coupon code GCN for 10% off. Privacycase.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you ever wanted to get off the grid and start generating your own supply of electricity, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with a time-sensitive solar generator offer from Solutions from Science. Remember, solar generators provide life-saving electrical power, and unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce free electricity from the sun. Here's the good news. Our Power Hub solar generator, on sale now, is one of our most powerful solar generators, and due to an overwhelming demand from our customers, we've recently restocked this remarkable solar workhorse. The Power Hub is easy to use. Just point, plug, and power up. Even better, with dramatic price reductions on the Power Hub, with bonuses worth thousands of dollars, there's never been a better time to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electricity. Go to solargeneratorfreedom.com to learn more. That's solargeneratorfreedom.com. Get off the grid. Go to solargeneratorfreedom.com. That's solargeneratorfreedom.com.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing till they got a hold of me with their GMOs and their glyphosates and all their red dye number fives, and the cancer rate went up 3,000%. Till Monsanto owed me. I bought all the government's bull. What?
I got no with me.
No more Mr. Nice Guy.
No more Mr. Nice Guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to be mean when it comes to this and get in their face and point out what they're doing. And our guest, the food babe, is simply amazing. We got 5 minutes left of this short segment. I got a very special video coming up after that, and then right back to your phone calls and some breaking news as well. But Vani Hari joins us, and folks, we have victory every time we take action together, because what the globalists are doing is so outrageous. And used to, they would just go, oh, this plastic's good for you. Now they go, the government said we're allowed to, so you can't sue us, but we're taking it out. And what she's doing, what others are doing, is the blueprint of victory. Vani Hari, other key points you'd like to relay to people and give us an idea of what's next, because I can't wait to have you on about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, what I want everyone to realize is that, you know, there is a lot of power when you make your voice heard, when you share this information with your friends and family, when you tell someone who may not know, maybe you're walking by and someone's about to walk into a Subway. What if you were to just take the second and say, hey, did you know there's plastic in their bread? And just open people's eyes, because that's what's really going to change this world. Imagine everybody becoming aware of what's really in their food and the amount of change that can quickly occur. I mean, this change happened in 24 hours, you know, this announcement. And imagine if so many more people were to really become awake. So what I want to challenge everyone listening here today and viewing this is, you know, voice your concerns about the food system. When you see a petition that you resonate with and you agree with that, hey, we shouldn't have GMOs and Cheerios, or we shouldn't have plastics in our bread or caramel coloring or any of these other ingredients or MSG flame retardants in the case of Gatorade. You know, Gatorade used to have flame retardants in it until a teenager in Mississippi spoke up about it and started a petition. So we are really powerful when we speak up and we bind together and we make our voice heard. And I think what was so amazing about this action is not only people did they go sign the petition, but people went inside the Subway restaurants and started questioning the franchise owners and the managers and the people working there, and those people got upset and started contacting the headquarters going, what are we selling here? You know, they didn't even understand that they were selling plastic to their people. So imagine us doing that for every single chemical we encounter at the grocery store and at fast food restaurants and other places. We really have the power to change. And like I said last time I was on, the most critical thing you can do is what you decide to put in your mouth every single day. And if you make that decision, vote with your dollars, you really can change the world.
I tell you, I just get so excited about everything that's going on. And it's just a beautiful thing to see you taking action and all the success you've had resonating with the people and all these other great activists. I'm not trying to give people a pep talk here. It's true. We could really turn society around if more people just start taking action. Like, every time I'm in a gas station or a convenience store, my kids want some candy or some gum, and let's say we've been hiking, so they deserve it or whatever. It's so hard to find anything that doesn't have all the new aspartame derivatives in it that'll make my kids go blind on record and brain damage them, and there's an excitotoxin, and there's all these other chemicals, and I look up what it is, and it's always petrochemicals. I mean, just, and then other countries don't allow it. Sometimes I go to Whole Foods, I can get like German candy and stuff that's actually good and doesn't give you a headache. I mean, it's like, can't we just have normal food here?
Exactly. You know, it kills me. You mentioned gum. Every time I go past the counter at, you know, the CVS, the Walgreens, the drugstore, or at the normal grocery store, and I see all of those things that are marketed towards children that are real low on the shelf, full of all these chemicals, not only plastics and MSG and aspartame, but BHT, that really nasty ingredient that's banned all over the world, and all the artificial food dyes that require a warning label for you to have it in other countries. It's really frightening. And And I guarantee, you know, we really are changing the world faster than we even can imagine if we start to speak up. So I just hope everyone joins me. Come over to foodbabe.com, see what's going on. And
all right. You're awesome. Thank you so much. And we'll have you back with your new...
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex...
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you concerned about legislation that could take away your guns? If you're looking for the best solution that can comfortably fit in any pocket, TheUltimateKnife.com has that solution. It utilizes the patented Emerson Wave feature that deploys faster than a handgun, and the contoured handle fits your hand perfectly, like a glove. Plus, the unique ring feature allows for lightning-fast one-handed deployment without having to take your eye off the target. If you're looking for the fastest one-handed deployable defense knife, it's waiting for you at TheUltimateKnife.com. TheUltimateKnife.com. Spend some time checking out all our free training videos to see for yourself why this is truly the most ultimate knife you'll ever own. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. Only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. TheUltimateKnife.com.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
President Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at this moment.
Take a hold of this bomb and break it if you have to.
Calling themselves members of the Weather Underground, last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting.
shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag incident where a ship goes down and you can use for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between, is that we all hated the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
That's right. We're going toe-to-toe with the New World Order. And I'm going to Corey, Thomas, Dave, Jonathan, and Clarence here in about 5 minutes. And then to all the news we haven't gotten to yet. But first off, you've heard about clergy response teams, InfraGuard. Millions of people have now been recruited to be spies against the public. And it's not being done to stop terrorism. It's not being done to stop crime. It's part of an authoritarian takeover. We need to be honest about that. So we produced this training video, and I've decided to join the dark side and join tyranny. But I'm a coward deep down, so I'm not going to admit that to myself consciously. Out of fear, I'm going to join the New World Order. And so I've rationalized that I'm really a hero fighting Al-Qaeda, even though our government runs Al-Qaeda. And then I'm spying on everyone because I'm a hero. And so we've produced a video to kind of rationalize my decision to endorse Obamacare, to endorse open borders, to endorse forced inoculation, to endorse GMO, and to endorse Roundup in our water so we can die of cancer. And I just endorse Monsanto. I endorse plastic in the McNuggets. I endorse kidney failure. I endorse melamine in the baby formula. Only country in the world allows it, U.S. I've decided I've been wrong all along. Everything is fine. I think the police, if they see an ambulance driving, should just open fire on it and blow it up with Laz rockets. I mean, don't just beat up the ambulance drivers because they dare have flashing lights like theirs. I mean, I just support big government now. I support tyranny, and I've decided to join because I'm a hero with the system. So here is the actual training video. If you're a radio listener, you'll be able to hear it. I'll have this video reposted to Infowars.com right now for folks. But ladies and gentlemen, here is the video. This is a Homeland Security declassified training video of how you induct yourself into total paranoia and false reality to overthrow freedom, join evil in the name of fighting terrorists that are publicly run by the hijacked government. So here is my mental breakdown joining Homeland Security right now, exclusive. Here it is. I already feel relaxed. Just listen to that music.
I'm just a lowly person and aren't part of the greatest supreme homeland people in black uniforms that I look up to. I'm still part of the federal family that Janet talks about because I snoop for them. And that's what America's about. Total schizophrenic paranoia. Absolutely thinking the terrorists are hiding under every table. Just think, they all look normal, but you know any of them could be a terrorist. Don't trust the public. Only trust Janet, Big Sis Napolitano, and Homeland Security. That's what I've learned, and that's what I do. Yeah, it's in the communities against terrorism alerts. They put out hundreds of them. They say people wearing blue jeans are using cell phones with the terrorists. I work at a local internet cafe coffee shop, and it told me that there were people doing stuff like trying to have privacy or using voice over IP or communicating through PC games. Man, there's nothing these terrorists won't do. But the number one thing they said was they use cash or credit cards. That's a really scary part. There's a lot of them come in there. A lot of them using cash. And some of them even want to be anonymous and have privacy when they surf the web. Those are the ones you gotta watch. It makes me realize that most of the population are terrorists.
There's so many people using cell phones. There's so many people who've got screen blockers, so I can't hear what they're saying. There's even more using cash. The terrorists are everywhere.
Hold yourself together.
You can do it, though. You can do it for America.
Do it for Janet.
Finally, my life means something. The FBI now. Trust no one but Janet Dunbeetle Napolitano. No one but her.
You've always wanted to be part of an elite team. You got responsibilities now. Now get out there and start spying.
We have a large house blend, please.
All right, let me get that for you.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely one.
Listen, are you paying cash?
Yeah, you all right, man?
I gotta ask you this. It's just a matter of national security. I'm an important person now. Is there a reason you're paying with cash?
It's only a couple of dollars. I just usually pay cash when it's, you know, not very much money.
Yeah. Why? I mean, you.
I don't understand how that's any of your business.
But I mean, the privacy is not what America's about. I mean, I've got to report you to Homeland Security.
Are you on meds?
No, this is the new Homeland.
Yeah, the TSA sticks their hands down your pants. I
mean, I just think you're acting kind of weird. I just want a cup of coffee.
All right. Yeah, and with the inflation, it's actually $5 for a cup of coffee. Do you have some more money?
I get a cup of coffee, just regular. So
sure.
Medium.
Sure. Medium. Anything else?
I'll get a cookie too.
You get a cookie? All right. Sure. I'll get that for you.
My God, there's a lot of terrorists.
Hold on a minute. Can you pay with a credit card, please?
I don't know if I have enough in my account, so I'm just going to pay cash. Actually, I have a couple 20s here, so I'm just going to give you a 20. Is that cool?
Oh, my God. They're everywhere. Oh, hold on. I got to get myself together. I'm Jack Bauer.
Can you get my change? Can I have that? Thanks.
You're being watched. The Homeland's keeping you safe.
Okay. By who?
Just get out of here. You're lucky.
You know, it's a pretty big boost to my ego to realize I'm a good guy because I spy on everybody. There he is. Oh, he's dangerous. You can tell him. I just act like I'm sneaking up on him. All right. Oh, no, it's true. He's looking at InfoWars. In fact, it says in the report that they visit extremists or radical sites. I gotta track him. I gotta do what they told me. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun. I can almost hear it now. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, my gosh, some secret agent. Dun, 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 dun. Just like those guys on TV.
Yes, yes, FBI. I've got him. I've got him. He bought coffee with cash, and he was using a proxy server to search the web. Yes, yes, I've got one of them. He's definitely a terrorist.
Da-na, da, 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 da. All right, a little bit of dark satire there, folks, but this is really a serious situation. Where the government's running around trampling the Bill of Rights to fight terrorism, and they're running the terrorists and funding them and protecting them on record. I'm just going to keep hammering that till the cows come home. Corey in Colorado, you're on the air. I've now exposed myself, sir. Actual Homeland Security training video. What'd you think?
Well, I did have a topic picked out, but after I saw that, I was just like, I don't know. But anyway, I was just calling because I mean, it's not rocket science, what you got to do in this country to get it back. It's proven that Obama really don't care. The thing I'm calling about is how dumbed down the people are.
That was a little racist, by the way, to criticize Obama.
Called as it is. I used to live up in the mountains. I was forced down to live in a city for a while. I no longer go to the zoo. I go to the local supermarket. To see these people act the way they do is unreal. It's crazy. And I'm dumbfounded by it. With all the evidence out there, and these people just don't see it. Now, as for the cops and the firemen, it's clearly chemical imbalance, I think. They need to get off the GMOs, get off all that stuff.
Well, no, that's why people are acting so weird, is we're dying of cancer, mental illness is up. I mean, we are poisoned, and then the system poses as the saviors while they're poisoning us. I mean, it's very, very simple, and then things only get worse. So you're absolutely right, and it's just getting crazier and crazier. So I think everybody should just go to the grocery store and stick warning labels on all the chewing gum. I mean, all of it's got aspartame. Good luck finding it that doesn't. And that's really going to be the answer to all this, is just all of us getting aggressive. It'll feel weird the first time you go to the supermarket and are sticking stickers on things or sticking InfoWars magazines inside the newspaper racks or whatever, but it will drive the enemy insane. It's like people all went into subways and started freaking out on them. Why is there plastic in here banned worldwide? People are having a normal response. And I'll never forget, there was a case in Missouri or Tennessee. It was like 10 years ago. There's been a bunch of these. And they had the 11th, the girls were 11 years old, whatever that is, 8th grade or whatever it was, 7th grade, basketball team. And they had cameras in the showers for their safety that was watched by the, quote, staff at the field house. Well, other girls from another town who hadn't been conditioned freaked out when they saw cameras. The dads all got mad. There was almost a fight with the police. And then the principal came out and said, well, this is normal. There could be theft or problems in the showers. And then it turned out Sacramento was doing it in California. But it was the girls had the normal response. Ah, there's a camera in the shower. You see, we have to have the normal response that, man, our cancer rates are exploding. And, man, Diet Coke's on record making people go blind. You know, we've got to get around to understanding this. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. I agree with you totally, Alex. And it's very stupid out there. I mean, people are not waking up with all the evidence out there. I actually got kicked out of my house for what I believe in. She actually wrote you down in a report to the judge that I listened to Alex Jones, and I think the government's poisonous.
Well, my gosh, how evil. So what, your wife got you kicked out because you're, you listen to the show.
My girl has a motto, why die by your own hands? And she's referring to the poisons in the food, my 8-year-old. Okay, she tries to educate her mother. Mother blows it off. But anyway, I'm getting to that, and I'm taking care of it. But I'm just dumbfounded by the people, all the evidence out there. It's clear as day.
So your wife used it as evidence in court of your thought crime that you listened to a show that's in the top 10 in things like Talkers Magazine. I mean, we're award-winning broadcast, on record. Everything we've been talking about has come true, has been documented. And she still is in her own world believing that this is some type of evil broadcast.
Exactly. And you know what? My little girls cried when I told them they're not going to have McDonald's anymore. They literally cried. They don't cry.
Well, that
anymore.
Sounds like you. Well, I mean, you're a bad father. You don't want to give them plastic emulsifiers? I mean, what is your problem?
Better watch out because I give them Nation Iodine too. So,
oh my God. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Folks, I want to apologize right now for hearing this extremist. I appreciate your call. God bless you, extremist. This is incredible. I mean, actually, I go on road trips sometimes, and all there is McDonald's. And I think I ate some 4 years ago and got a huge headache, close to a migraine. And then I started thinking back, the times I've had migraine headaches is when I've been eating fast food, which I, you know, like in 10 years, I've done like probably 10 times. But it was sometime about a year ago I was on a road trip, and I ate Sonicers. Yeah, and I mean, I felt like I'd been run over by a car. And I'll go in Chinese food restaurants and I'll go, listen, I don't want MSG. They go, no MSG. And I'll go, now listen. And the food comes out and I can stick a fork in it. And I can taste it. It has that, once you're, it's like, hey, I'm not eating this. And they go, oh, sorry. Then they'll go back and cook it without it. Cause you know, the chef's back there slinging on the food. And I do that because the meat's been frozen. I'd rather taste frozen meat, okay? I'm out on the road somewhere, you know, the frozen meat taste, than eat this stuff developed by the Japanese military in World War I to make people eat rotten meat, okay? I don't want it eating my brain. It kills brain cells. It's worse than Jack Daniels, folks, for your family. And I love how they got all these toxic substances like alcohol that's okay. But then they'll take something, you know, 20 times worse and push it on people like, oh, I'm just ranting. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. It just makes me want to go crazy. Clarence in Oklahoma. Go ahead, sir. Thanks for holding. We'll go to Jonathan, Dave, and Thomas. Go ahead. You're on the air, Clarence.
God bless you and your team and your family and everything that you guys do. Two things real quick is a couple of oath keepers up here in Oklahoma. We sent a letter out to all 77 sheriffs here in Oklahoma. And the whopping response is 10. Only 10 replied. Actually, 11 replied, and only 10 of them were good responses. And I would like to give a shout-out to those sheriffs that replied and said, no, they're not going to take our guns. No, they're not going to haul us off to the FEMA camps or help the federal government anyway doing their awesome, tyrannical, I mean, patriotic duties that they do with the Gestapo. I mean, the NSA.
Well, who were some of the sheriffs up there that responded to your letter, actually talked to a slave?
Let's see. We had Pawnee County was one of the sheriffs. I believe Cleveland County was one of them. I don't have all the information here. I'm going to send it to Show Tips, InfoWar Show Tips.
Yeah, and tell us. So what's the name of your group? Or you just sent a letter to them and they responded?
Well, we're part of Oath Keepers, and the Oath Keepers here in Oklahoma wanted to send a letter out to all 77 sheriffs. And we also send them the Sheriff's MacBook and to see what our sheriff.
No, that's good. Have that conversation with them. Engage them. What you're doing is simply amazing. Finish up on the side, then we'll go to Jonathan, Dave, Thomas, and Kenny.
What's making Americans sick and fat? It's too many GMO foods and toxins, destroying our digestive systems, causing poor digestion and suppressed immune systems. A suppressed immune system prevents clear thinking and the ability to fight the corporate and big pharma agendas. Detox now with Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 liquid probiotic is wheat, dairy, and soy-free, gluten-free, and made with all non-GMO certified organic ingredients. Pro-EM1's power is based in good bacteria, live microbes, and all their metabolites, including vitamins, amino acids and enzymes that support a healthy digestive system, suppress pathogens, and eliminate toxins. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We will not be forgotten. Farmer, I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated man. The rain, it hasn't fallen since the middle of July. And if it don't come soon, my crop will die.
Bankman says he likes me.
Bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. He tells me that he's coming, but the clouds are coming too.
He ain't my friend.
He ain't my friend.
Oh, the banker's not your friend.
And I'll ride again.
Let's go ahead and go back to Clarence in Oklahoma.
I'm an American.
Clarence, I heard about oathkeepers doing this all over the country. That's good to engage the police, engage the sheriffs, try to see if they're going to stand with America or with the tyranny. Any other points you'd like to add?
You know, the second point was, gentlemen, if you're not taking male vitality, you're definitely missing out. In fact, don't take it because that's more for me.
You know, I'm glad listeners are plugging it, but seriously, because I forgot to plug this hour. That's how we fund ourselves. I got with Dr. Group and others, and I said, I want the most souped up, concentrated, raw, from wet herbs, not dry, new, organic. And it took 6 months to get the material together. And to then purify it and to do all this, and it is dynamite to the point of I can't even take it every day or I'll run around screaming. But, I mean, what has Super Male Vitality done for you, brother?
Well, I'm telling you, it energizes you, and it, you know, I mean, you know what it does. I mean, it just fires you up, and yeah, I mean, it just, you're just bouncing off the walls, you know, and my wife's just like, you have to take that stuff today because it's, you know, it kind of drives her crazy too, but.
You know what Beavis says? Boing. Sorry.
Yeah,
what'd your wife say about it?
She loves it. I mean, it's
Bang.
You know, it's it's great. I'm telling you, like I said, Jeff, if you're not taking it, just don't, because that's more for me. So, but I mean, just to go back to the police thing real quick, because you know, I went to I stopped at a gas station and I saw four highway patrols sitting at a table, and I, you know, whipped out my wallet and had some Oathkeeper cards, and I handed each four of those gentlemen that card, and I said, you know, gentlemen, I appreciate what you do, and thank you for your service. So there may become a time where you're going to have to uphold your constitutional oath. And I just left it at that, and I turned and walked away from the table. Well, the gentleman I was with, we were headed back to Tulsa, they looked at me and said, oh, you're just kissing that cop's butt. I said, look, guys, I said, there's going to be a day when those guys are going to be knocking down doors. I said, we want those guys on our side. So if you don't,
well, that's right. We don't want them dead in the Civil War while the globalists sit overseas laughing at us. Very well said, brother. I'm going to jump to Dave in Colorado, then Jonathan in Overdrive, and Thomas and Kenny. Dave in Colorado, what's your whistleblower story? Thanks for calling.
Oh, hi, Alex. It's nice to hear your voice again over my telephone.
Yeah, tell us your story.
What's that?
Tell us your story.
Okay. Many years ago, I worked for a county up in Oregon, actually for Portland, Oregon, and I was part of an investigation team that investigated cases of death and injury to disabled persons with severe and persistent mental illness. And I investigated a case where it turned out that my office and elements in my office were responsible for the death of one of these people. And I had to file my report, and I was told many times not to do so. I ended up filing that report, and I had a lot of recrimination against me, and I really learned a lot going through the entire judicial proceeding of that. It's a very isolating experience when you go through that.
Yeah, it's a bunch of cowards together engaging in organized crime. Very, very, very well said, but good job telling the truth. God sees that, and God sees your heart, brother.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.